Furrows?
Huh?
Furrows?
Uh-huh. When you're plowing with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
I don't know.
You're talking about distance. You say, well, I don't know exactly how far it is, but it's just a...
Not too far, a quarter of a mile or 2 miles.
Or just a little...
Little ways.
And if you'd been traveling and still had about 500 miles to go, you'd say you still had a...
Long way to go.
And if something's very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you say, oh, you can find that just about...
Any place, any place.
Huh?
Any place, anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, he fell over...
Backwards.
And this way.
Forwards.
And if you had been fishing and I asked you if you caught any, you might say, no, what a one, no.
No fish?
Uh-huh. Did you ever say it, nary a one?
No.
Did you ever hear that?
Yeah.
How would people say that?
Well, old man used to say nary a one, and chaw tobacco and things like that, but we'd laugh at him when he talked like that. Because,
was he from around here?
You know, he was from B County. That's up the other side of Corpus at Deville, about halfway between San Antonio and Corpus.
Yeah, Victoria?
Well, it's west of Victoria.
Uh-huh. You say everyone around here likes to what horses?
Ride.
And yesterday
he rode.
But I have never
ridden.
And if you couldn't stay on, you'd say you fell.
Fell off or got thrown.
Huh?
Fell off or got thrown.
Uh-huh. You said the whole thing. You fell what the horse. You fell.
You fell off of the horse.
And say a child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found herself on the floor in the morning, she'd say.
Fell out of bed.
And things you put on the horse's feet.
Shoes.
What about a game you play with those?
Horseshoes.
Did you ever see it play with rings instead of horses?
I've never seen horseshoes played.
What?
I've never seen horseshoes played. They don't play it anymore.
Uh-huh. What about the parts of the horse's feet you put the shoes on?
The sole.
Or
the horn. The bottom.
Uh-huh. Or on a horse, you trim his...
Hoofs.
Okay. And just one of those would be one...
Hoof.
And a male horse is called a...
Stallion or a gelding,
mm-hmm.
And female is a mare.
Does the word stallion sound all right to you?
Yes.
What's the difference between a stallion and a gelding?
Well, a gelding is a stallion that has been castrated.
Huh?
Take him in the other room, Kathy. A stallion is a horse that has been castrated, and that makes a gelding out of it. Because the stallion is always mean and vicious, and bite and kick. And they get around to other horses and they want to bite them. For statistical records, I've ranched and broke horses for, I guess, 50 years or more.
Mm-hmm.
And 84 people that I saw me when I had my cast, and you finally got it, didn't you? How was that? Horse threw you, broke your leg. I counted 80 some odd people accused the horse of breaking my leg. I was walking down the street and a man backed out of his driveway and I was looking the other way and he backed over me, right in the middle of the sidewalk.
Any other words for castrate? Any more common words?
Cut.
Mm-hmm. And kind of animal that barks?
A dog.
And if you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you tell him?
Chicken.
What would you call a mixed breed dog?
A mongrel.
What about a worthless dog?
Cur.
Anything else?
A yellow dog.
Uh-huh. What do you mean yellow dog?
Well, I don't know. This expression is a yellow dog. When a guy is no good or won't fight, he's a yellow dog.